Welcome, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz to Staging Life with Barb. And I want to welcome you to a beautiful week. Isn't it great? Wherever you're listening, I hope the sun is out and the skies are blue. I'm actually on Whidbey Island this week, and I'm looking at the Olympic Mountains, which are so magnificent, as we all know, and the beautiful Puget Sound and the gorgeous green trees. And wow, this view is just, it's a God thing. That's what I'm going to call it, because it's so beautiful. Eric, how are you this week?
I'm doing fabulous.
Wonderful. It's great to hear your voice. I heard you do a commercial before I came on the radio, and your voice is so wonderful. Oh, man, you have a radio voice. You're in the right field. It's really
well,
true.
Thank you.
How long have people been telling you that?
I don't know.
Since you were, when did you want to go into radio?
I guess I was 18 years old when I decided on.
Cool. And now you're 19. No.
A little more than that, but.
No, you look really young, and you just have such a great voice. So thank you for your hard work on all the shows, but especially mine. And want to just say to everyone listening, I appreciate you so much, and I want to give a special thank you to my team at StageTomes.com. Down in Concord, California. So I hope Sandy's listening, and I hope that Susan's listening. She likes to be called Sue. And I hope that Shell's listening, as well as other people that I care about in the Bay Area, the Seattle area, and all over the United States, Canada, and the world. So whether you're listening driving your car or at your home or office or online, thank you so much for tuning in. Today I have a special guest. We always have wonderful people on the show, and I'm going to be introducing her after the first break. And what I wanted to kick our show off with today, everybody, was the word commitment. That's a word that's really at the forefront of my thinking these days, and I mention it from time to time, but I just thought I would share some thoughts with you that sometime in your life, really look at really all the times, but at the commitments and that you have. And a commitment is something that you really dedicate yourself to completing. And a little bit different than a goal. A goal we want to set long term, you know, what we hope to achieve. And a commitment, I think of that as to a person, a place, a profession, whatever your commitments are in your personal and professional life, decide to really stick with it, no matter what happens, through thick and thin. And the way that I find that happens, for me at least, is with the word accountability. I love that word because as you make your commitments and you think of a triangle and you put the commitment at the bottom of the triangle and on the side you take action steps, so moving up the side of the triangle or the pyramid for a visualization there. On the opposite side, if you think about that word accountability, it brings us all together one main thing, and the answer is results. And so whether you're committing for something that you're going to do today or this week or for the month or the year or a lifetime, commitments to staying with it as long as it takes, sooner or later you will achieve what it is you want, step by step, commitment by commitment. And so as you think about commitments, I saw someone keep a commitment this week in a major way, at least through my eyes. I went to see, Eric, I don't know if you've seen it yet, the movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? Have you heard about that? Have you heard about that movie?
I'm thinking it over. I've heard about it, but I haven't actually seen it. But, yeah, I remember the movie. It came out just a few weeks ago, right?
Not long ago. A couple months ago.
Yeah.
And it was shot in the Northwest, most of it, and the Baghdad Theater, not in Iraq, but in Portland, which is interesting to me, that to see it at the Baghdad in Portland when things are going on in Baghdad in Iraq, it is really quite an undertaking by several gentlemen that put this movie together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some interviews with them on the radio, of which I was really have taken great interest. And it's really about what intrigues me, quantum physics. And so I flew up last week, actually. We were coming on Saturday to be on Whidbey Island, my husband Kirk and I, for this week for some commitments that we've made to ourselves and to others here to keep those. And I decided that I would fly up a little bit early because it's not going to be on in the Bay Area until August. That's what at least the scheduling showing, and in Portland, it's very difficult to get in. It's been sold out like 2 months in a row, and on Queen Anne Hill, apparently in Seattle, it's been sold out every night with long lines, and it's kind of a word-of-mouth marketing adventure that they've undertaken, mm-hmm. and a lot of producers said it would never make it, and
right.
You know, just they didn't even want to show it at first because they thought that the mainstream public wouldn't come. Well, the mainstream public that is seeing it, like myself, is spreading the word. And really, all of us that are willing to stay open-minded and set religion aside just for a little bit and look at really the marvel of what God created, because to me there is a difference between spiritual enlightenment and religion. Religion, of course, is man created in many ways with a different, you know, sects and types of religion. And so this really looks at the power of God, whatever God is to you that are listening, and the quantum physics that God created, really, and how we can really begin to realize that we have infinite possibilities in everything we do. And so we went. I flew up my friend Sharon as a gift to her because she's done a lot of things for me in my life. And some of you listening actually have met Sharon Beck and have known her, whether that was in Seattle or in the Bay Area, because she's lived in both places and worked together with me sometimes. And so I brought her up, Eric, on Wednesday, and we went to see it Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I have to go back the next night. So I went back Thursday night. And then they had a different movie over the weekend, but they were so sold out that they had another showing yesterday. So Kirk, I picked up from the airport on Saturday, and I took him yesterday, and the theater was packed again.
So you've seen it three times now.
I have seen this three times.
Wow, you must really love this movie.
Well, I really found that there was a lot of information that really helped me, at least, because it's an individual thing, of course, to get closer to spirituality and the word God and the meaning of that. And it was really intriguing to me. And the actress, Marley Matlin, that is deaf, that learned to do sign language and speak through sound imitation, she's a very talented actor, was the lead, and that's the storyline, Eric, that you'll see. And then they have a leading physicist, scientist, a psychologist from places such as University of Oregon, University of California, Stanford, back east, in Europe, many different scientists that lend ideas and information with a spiritual touch. It was so great because they're all saying they realize now there is more to this than just, you know, physics and chemistry, that there really is something, which many of us have believed all of our lives. So my friend Sharon said to me, I have to tell you, she said, Barb, you're the only one I know that goes to the movie and takes notes. So in the area, I wrote in the dark because I figured if I can write in the daytime, I can write in the dark. And actually, I could read my handwriting. And the first night, I took about 3 pages of notes and woke up the next day and went through them. And then Thursday night when I went, I took 12 pages of notes.
Wow.
And, you know, it's fairly big writing when you're in the dark.
Yeah.
So I have like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 thoughts on a page. And then when I went back yesterday, again in the dark, because that's how you watch movies a lot of the times, of course, most of the time, took another several pages of notes. And I highly recommend it to anyone that really asks, you know, they want to know more. They want to, you know, they want some of the mystery answered as far as the mystery that may be present about quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
And
the mysteries of life, really.
Yeah, you're right. And it was, you know, they're really doing, I think, a very good thing. And again, I'm setting religion aside because people have different ways of worshiping, and and that is up to each individual, of course. That's their right. And so they don't get into that, and that's a good thing.
Oh.
What they're really talking about is one of the things that I'll just toss out for everybody to think about that we haven't, if they haven't seen the movie, is that the mind, which I found so intriguing, Eric, has the ability to take in 400 billion, that's with a B,
mm-hmm.
bits of information a second in the brain, 400 billion, and we process about 2,000.
What's amazing is how they figured that out, you know?
That's true.
Somebody sit there and count?
That is true. And so what they're saying is as we look out and we see the trees or we're looking in a room or at work, wherever we are, you know, we're taking in about 2,000 bits of information, colors, people, items, chairs, tables, that kind of thing. And what is it we're not seeing?
Mm-hmm.
And I know in a little bit here we're going to be taking our first commercial break. And
in about 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes. And I want to bring our guest on there because she is very committed to making her dreams come true, which is the word I started out with today. And these gentlemen have definitely made their commitment come true by sticking with it no matter what they were told. And now...
Yeah, and this is a local company that put this together.
Right.
I believe they're based in Yelm. So that's something, yeah.
It's really amazing. And on the radio, I heard when you go to their site, what's a bleep? That's what you type in, B-L-E-E-P,
right.
doweknow.com. When you put that in, there is the ability to stream on this hour interview that they did out of Portland on the radio. And they just talk about the perils that they went up against. And I think it's really neat that this is being delivered to what I consider myself, the common man, woman, and the marketplace, because it really talks about how you can make commitments and keep your commitments and really manifest what you want in your life. And to take responsibility for that, not to play victim and pass the buck and that kind of thing. And it delves into it in a much greater way than I'm going to even attempt, because people should see the film, I think. And again, stay open-minded, those of you that do. And there may be part of it you don't relate to, or you say, I don't agree with this part. Well, fine, stick with it and see the whole thing, because they use animation, Eric, too, which is really interesting. And later it gets into chemicals that we have in our body, amino acids, and how our emotions work based in chemicals. And I just think it was really a wonderful film. So I know that we need to go to break.
Barb gives it 2 thumbs up. I just wanted to point that
out.
Well,
absolutely.
We do have to take a break. But on behalf of the film viewing public, I do want to thank you for actually taking notes with a pen and paper rather than bringing in one of those little tape recorders like some people do.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
Note to self. I enjoyed this film.
No, I wouldn't do that. I respect everybody's, you know, copyrights because I have my own, Eric. But I was able to write down a few thoughts, which then I could look back and you know, one of them is I choose my own reality, and we do that. I create my own reality, and whoever's listening, it's really true because it's perception so much of what we experience is how we perceive things. And so it was really fascinating, and no matter what your beliefs are, I suggest you just watch it, go and stay open, and then when it's done, and say, well, this part works for me and this part doesn't, or this fits or not. But just really, really eye-opening, very thought-provoking. Those are the words, thought-provoking.
Well, we got to run to that break, Barb,
and
we'll be right back with more right here on your alternative talk station, AM 1150 KKNW.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and thanks for listening to Staging Life with Barb. It's a joy to have you on board. It is also a joy to welcome our special guest for this week's show. And her name is Regina Yale, and she owns a wonderful shop called What a Girl Wants. And Regina, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Barb. How are you?
I'm just really great. And I am so thrilled that you said yes when I asked you to be on my show. Tell everyone, I want them to know that your shop is in Langley, Washington on Whidbey Island, which is my home, and I love Whidbey Island so much in the great Northwest. And I have another home down in the Bay Area that I commute back and forth from, as you know. And when I met you and went into your shop, which has been some time ago, I love the name of your store, your shop, What a Girl Wants. How did you come up with that name?
I had bought the business, and I needed to find a different name so that I could make it into a corporation. And I was just driving through the island one day, and it came to me, and I thought that it would be a good name and a good spot for girls to come to find what they would like to buy on the island.
Well, I love the name. And when you say girls, that means all of us, doesn't it?
Yes. I have something in the shop for everyone of all ages, and something that would fit almost every body type and that can also provide something for someone in every different pocketbook.
Well, it doesn't mean all of us, though, does it? It means all you ladies.
Actually, I do have a T-shirt line, and it's called Be As You Are, and it is a unisex item.
Okay, great.
Yes, the sizes are big and giant. Big is the large, giant is the extra large, and the sayings on the shirt are things that both men and women would want.
Well, that is so great, because everyone listening, I hope the day will come that you will come to Whidbey Island soon, not late, and to go to Regina's shop. And, you know, Regina, something I created back in the 70s in Bellevue, which is the home for where I started this, is home staging. And I have purchased things in your shop for home staging as well as things to wear. And we have a lot of people that are listening that have either followed the show from wanting to know more about health, nutrition, decorating ideas, staging ideas, fashion, that kind of thing, or that have taken one of my courses on how to become an accredited staging professional as a real estate agent or as an interior designer wanting to become a stager. And you have some of the greatest things in your shop that I have found that I've used in home staging, as I've said. One of them, I don't know if you remember, but one of them were these wooden clogs. Do you remember those?
Yes.
And they're painted and with green and yellow, and they're like little mules that you slip into. And where do you find most of the things that you bring to your store? Because they're just really wonderful. There are things you don't see everywhere.
I really look hard for unique items at the apparel or the gift show markets. Since we're just a 20-minute ferry ride from Seattle area, I try to find things that the people from the Seattle area don't see in their backyard. And the apparel shows are in Atlanta, San Francisco, and Seattle that I travel to, and Las Vegas. The gift shows, I just pretty much stay local in the Seattle area, and there's a gift center in Seattle that merchants can go to. But it's just important to me that I find things that really have a unique approach and fit into someone's home with the items that I carry, because home is probably one of the best places that we should all have.
Isn't that the truth? And I teach and talk about the fact that you don't have to sell a house to stage it, that life is a stage. And so we create our own theater, really, in our own homes. And one of the things that staging does is to de-stress the environment. And when I walk into your shop, I always feel so alive, energetic, and peaceful at the same time. And your merchandising, which is what staging does, really, for a house or a home, whether you stage to sell, stage to buy, or stage as a way of life, and I love the way you merchandise things. And let's walk through the store right now visually. You come up the steps because it's like a little old house. It's not really a house, but a little old building.
Right.
And inside, you have merchandise not only in the window, of course, cleverly displayed, staged, quote unquote, but also throughout. And I love some of the pieces that you have in chairs and furniture that you have displayed your items on. And one of the first things, because a lot of our listeners know how I love my fur children. Stager is our Yorkie, and Sophie is our white lab. And you have this line of dog wearables, I'll call them,
yes.
That I'd like you to tell everybody about first before we move through the rest of the shop, because they're so clever. I just am so excited. So tell everybody about what I'm speaking of.
Okay, it is a fabulous line of kind of dog apparel. A woman in the Seattle area did pet care, and she decided that the dogs in her care needed some sort of something to make them more special when she was out walking them. So she created a line of dog and cat boas, and they come in all different sizes for your pet in all different colors. The name of the company she chose was High Maintenance Bitch.
High Maintenance Bitch.
High Maintenance Bitch.
B-I-T-C-H, Eric.
B-I-T-C-H.
And that's the name of the company, so we can say that on the show.
Yes, that is the name of the company that the designer chose for her product line.
And of course, we know that in the dog world, that's how they refer to the female dog when they're breeding.
Absolutely.
And so that explains and softens, you know, maybe for some of our listeners a little bit more. But if you're familiar with pets,
it's a technical term.
Thank you. And tell everybody what you mean by boas.
They are just like the boas that were used by women in the 20s and 30s. They're used with the big, bright, beautiful feathers, and they go around a dog's or a cat's neck, and the closure is done by Velcro.
Eric, they are incredible.
They are so precious. And
that sounds pretty cute.
They are very cute.
What colors do they come in?
Every color that you can think of. There's chartreuse. There's a black and white. There's pink, purple, a forest green. There's, you know, just every color of the rainbow. And the feathers on some are a little different than on others. And I have really done quite well with the line. There's a lot of people on the island and in this area who don't just refer to their cat or dog as a pet, but as children and part of the family.
Right.
And that's what I feel, and it's just been a terrific line, you know, to promote, to have for people who really relate to their animals that way.
Well, they are so darling, and you were so kind. She's sending one home to Sophie, our white lab, that's purple feathers. And so my staff at Stationhums.com down in the Bay Area, Shell has this precious little Pomeranian that she just got, and she has a She takes care of German Shepherds with Rescue, but she has a large dog, and then she has, I want to say a pug. I'm probably getting this wrong, but she would just flip out, I think, with one on her new baby, the Pomeranian, and the colors are so vivid. And I brought it home. I have to tell you, Regina, here on the island, and my husband looked at it, and he said, oh, I am never having her wear that. And I said, now, honey, it's going to be okay, because I found when I brought home clothes for the Yorkie, he said the same thing. Now every night he says, now we have to get him all dressed up so he doesn't get cold. So it'll just be a few times of him seeing that, and then he's going to say, where is Sophie's boa?
Exactly.
It's really true, and they are our fur children.
They are.
Now, anything else there for the pets?
Yes, there's another line from San Luis Obispo, California. It's a pretty much just a normal or regular pet line of cookies and dog towels and shampoo and conditioner for the pet, hats for people, and some T-shirts. But the best part of the company is that they are very proactive in humanitarian services towards animals. Part of the proceeds are donated to the San Luis Obispo area for humane services. However, on island with our animal shelter, if we have an auction or a function, they will always donate monetarily or send a big package of items that we can auction off in our silent auctions.
Well, that is so wonderful. Now, what's the name of that company?
That company is called CloudStar.
CloudStar?
And one of the best items that works well for me in the shop is bake-at-home cat treats and bake-at-home dog treats.
Oh, so you take it home and you bake it there?
Yes.
What a great idea, because that's like pasta or pizza that you do for humans. That is so cool.
And it is real popular with families because then they can do it together.
Oh, with the kids, that is so cool. And, of course, my fur children could help do it, too.
Yes, absolutely.
They'd help me put it in the oven, and they'd help me take it out of the oven, and then I'd have to let it cool before they eat it. But, gosh, that is wonderful. I love hearing about that. Now, I know in a minute we're going to go to a break, and I'm going to ask you to stay on with me because I want to share with others about some of the items that you have with our listeners in the shop that we could use for wearing and then also decorating our homes and staging for those of us that stage houses for a living or recommend to our sellers, because we have quite a few real estate agents that listen to the show that have graduated from one of my trainings. And Regina, it's just really great to have you on, and I want to let everyone know where you're located. You're on First Street, which is the main street in Langley, which is just straight up the road after you get off the ferry. And she's right, it's only about a 15-20 minute ferry ride from Mukilteo in the Seattle area over to Clinton. which is where you land, and then you drive up the road and follow the signs to Langley, and on the main street of town, which is called First Street, there's two streets, First and Second, Eric, so you can't miss it.
No.
First Street, she's at, you're at 208, is that right?
That's correct.
That's the new address.
Yes.
Because she had a shop across the street, and she's moved to a different location, and both locations, I think, have been wonderful, and I love where you are right now. I love that building, and so you're at 208 First Street in Langley, and I want to give your phone, and then I know Eric's going to take us to commercial break. So your phone for the shop, and the shop is called What a Girl Wants, and I love that, is 360-221-4022. And you know, Whidbey Island is a 360 area code, and so 221 is the next prefix for Langley, and then it ends in 4022. And I always say I'm not 40, but I'm not 22 either. I'm somewhere around
yeah.
there. Anyway, I've never gone into the shop and not found something that I didn't love. I just love coming in and being with you and your energy and what you have there. So, Eric, if you'll take us to break, and Regina, you stay. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and it's just a joy to have you listen in to my show each week. I wouldn't be here without you. So I'm wishing you a wonderful week. It's a great way to start our week together on Staging Life with Barb. And, you know, each week we talk about motivational ideas, empowerment, really, of how to stay positive in what can be sometimes perceived as a negative world. Also, we look at health and exercise and ideas about nutrition, and then we take a look sometimes at books and movies and decorating ideas, and staging is my passion these days, as it has been since the 70s of when I came up with the idea of staging your home to sell it. And now I talk about staging your home to sell it, to move into it, and to live in it, because it is a clutterless way of living in your home. Clutter can cause a lot of stress that we don't even know about. So today, I have a very special lady on with me that is my guest and your guest, too. And her name is Regina Yale, and she owns a precious shop on Whidbey Island in Langley on First Street, and the shop is called What a Girl Wants. And Regina, I so appreciate you being on the show, and tell us, what do you have in the shop right now that we could use in the decorating of our home or staging our house?
I have a great line of wood items from a company called 12 Timbers. It's a company in Oregon, and they have fabulous magnetic boards, which are every bit as big as a window, some of them come.
They're quite large, some of them, which I really like. I like large items, especially when I want to make a real strong statement. So some of them, would they be like 36 inches wide?
At least, yes.
And then some of them, because I've seen them, are like, what, 2 feet tall or a little bit more?
Yeah, at least 2 feet. They've just started coming out with some that can actually sit on a counter that have just one, you know, like a small saying, either, you know, best friends or recipes. And at the top, you can slide the piece of magnetic into the groove, into the wood, to sit and use as a picture frame or a message board or for recipes.
And what I love, too, is that the frame is fairly wide. And so sometimes you'll see boards that you can use as magnetic or that you can write messages on. And when I'm staging homes, I usually have one that I put up in the family room or the kitchen. And I just write welcome home on it because it's a great message for the homeowners to read, but also the buyers coming through. And in my own home, I have that, too, because it's like a welcome to myself or anyone else when they come. And yet, they're so narrow around the edges that I've always thought, gee, I should put a picture frame on them. And so these are so well done that the size of the frame that goes around the magnetic board makes it look like it already has a picture frame around it. And I love the different colors. What colors does it come in?
Right now, the company is offering both palettes, a pastel and a winter palette. The ones that I have in the shop right now are done in black, and the frame is very nice. It's a nice, like, 4-inch piece of wood that goes around the silver magnetic part. And they do different sayings, and almost any saying that you can think of they do offer. It is a very spiritual-based company. The ones that are currently in the shop is Love Is Spoken Here and Scatter Kindness.
That's so great. When I looked at Scatter Kindness, I just felt this peace come over me. And can you use chalk on them, too?
No.
They're mainly for the magnets that you post things, and yet they're black, right?
The magnetic part is silver.
Silver, okay.
Yeah, the magnetic part is silver. The frame on a couple of them in the store is black.
Okay, that must be what I remember then.
Yeah.
And they have a pattern on some of them, don't they?
Yes, yeah, some of them have patterns, and it's just a truly unique item that can add a boost to any wall.
Yeah, really, really
lovely.
Yeah, they're really well done, and it's nice that we were talking about the movie What the Bleep Do We Know before I brought you on, and that is about also spirituality and goes from spirituality to God to quantum physics. And so when you said that this company is based as a very spiritual-based company, and I like to think my company is too, StageTones.com, I think it changes the dynamics of how the whole company is not only run, but how they deliver their product to the marketplace.
I agree. I think that the more that you're able of good to put out into the world, the more peace that it always does bring back to you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and I don't mean to have you put on the spot here. I just, whatever you feel like sharing, I wanted to ask you, how did you get the idea that you wanted to have a shop? When did that come to you?
I've always been in and out of the retail business. My biggest concentration in past years has been through men's sporting goods. But that wasn't what Langley is.
Uh-huh.
So I just needed to come up with something that did speak to me, that would work with me and work in Langley. And a good, positive, contemporary clothing store was something that would add to what also was here on the island, and it just brought me around to having the presence and the opportunity to do that. And when the space was available for that, it became full circle.
Well, now, you know, there are a lot of us that we have ideas and we have dreams, all of us, at least I hope everyone does, and most of the people that I know do, and sometimes it can be scary putting oneself out there, and not just as a man, but as a woman, and not just as a woman, but as a man. And so as a woman in this case, and running your own business, what are your guidelines, what are your principles that really moved you forward to make the commitment and carry this out? And what advice would you give to other women? And I know I asked you quite a bit there, which I wanted to do to give you just free rein to just kind of talk about how did you stick to it, make this happen?
There's many days that it's very hard to stick to it. The most important thing is to try very hard not to be afraid to fail. That for as much as I do here and for as much as I love the business, it's not the defining part of who I am. And as long as that you can keep that in perspective within yourself and know that there's always something bigger and greater than who you are out there, it keeps you centered to know that as long as you're doing the best that you can and putting your best foot forward, then everything else does eventually fall into place.
Well, thank you so much, because you just said that so well. It was so clear, at least to me, and I'm sure that our listeners really appreciate hearing that from you as a businesswoman and as a fellow human being. And so you're right. Some days can be really tough, and we get up, and it's maybe a grind or not, or something negative seems to happen, and yet I love what you said about keeping your own identity, because I remember when I was speaking across the country 40 weeks a year, and we had promoters that took us all over the United States and Canada, And I have a lot of friends in the professional speaking world that are fairly well known, Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar, and people that I have known through the speaking industry and have shared the platform with in some cases too. And I realized one day I don't have to give a speech to be who I am. I don't have to give a talk to be accepted. It comes down to who we are as spiritual beings who happen to be inhabiting these bodies that we're in. And so that is so great to hear you talk about that, of staying clear with your own identity and then following your heart that you want to do this and sticking to it.
Yes, you just have to have the general commitment that with anything in life that you do, you know, you just need to make sure that the decision to do it is what you want to be doing at that time. And after that, everything else works into place. I do sell apparel, and to me, it's just the icing on the cake of who you already are.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparel is part of your appearance, but attitude is clothing. And if you have a positive attitude and ideal of who you are and what you want to portray yourself to be, then you can pull off any look that you would like to achieve.
I love that. I love that. I just want to give you a big hug across the airwaves. That gives so many people, I think, freedom from your words of what you've said. And that also tells all of our listeners more of who you are as a human being and as a woman. And it's just such a joy to have you share your thoughts on my show. I love hearing that. And I'm finding no matter how young we are or old we are, it's not too late for a different look. You know, I've gone red hair this year, and I find myself wearing boas and things, even on the island, that I thought I would never wear. And it's just so great to be out of the box and just realize that, yes, it's, you know, we can change our style on a moment's notice, and you have such beautiful apparel and such fun things, too. And also, they're not such high-ticket items, because I think that's a little harder for a lot of people to be able to change if things cost such high tickets each. And so I just got this darling T-shirt. Eric, it's shocking pink. I love it, and it says nothing to wear. And in big white letters, I just love it. I feel kind of nude when I wear it. No, and so it was $19, and it's I think there was some spandex in it, isn't there?
Yes.
A little bit, so it had a little stretch to it. And you have that line perhaps coming in again in August.
Right. It's a great T-shirt, and that's one of the things I'm sensitive to, is that in life everyone is always constantly at a different place. There's always ebb and flow of what is going on in an individual's presence. And with the shop, I try to have everything that fits everyone's pocketbook.
Well, you do, and it's so joyful. That's the word to me. To see outside, your building has this energy because of you that just emits from outside that draws you in. And I've had a couple of friends that I've brought up from California recently, and we've landed in the evening, and I've always taken them straight to Langley down First Street, and they say, oh, I want to go in that shop, and they point to yours. And then I'll say, yeah, I know, I feel the same way. And so you have things for people of all ages, sizes, even for some men. And we covered that, as well as girls, meaning me at my ripe age of, I'm in my mids. We'll just say I'm in my mids.
Your late 30s.
Maybe early 40s. And I've shoes and jewelry and clothing, and then wonderful things for our homes as well. And it's just a real joy to have you on the show. And I hope you'll come back sometime, will you?
Oh, I would absolutely love to.
Well, everyone, please, when you go to Whidbey Island, come over this weekend, take a little ferry ride. It's only a 20-minute ferry ride from Mukilteo to Clinton. Drive up the hill, go to Langley, watch the signs, and then when you're on First Street, look for this precious shop that Regina has and owns called What a Girl Wants, and you will love being inside. Once you go inside, you just don't want to leave. I go in, and I just don't even want to go out of the store anymore.
You're in there for a pretty good amount of time.
Well, we're so glad that you're there. And what are your store hours, by the way?
They're daily 11 to 5.
Daily 11 to 5. So that means Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
And 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
7 days a week. And again, Regina's on First Street in Langley.
The best way to know where the shop is, it's across from the pizzeria, because everyone eventually will know where the pizzeria is.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
There's only one.
That's right.
And thanks so much for sharing. I loved what you shared with me and our listeners. It was a real joy having you on.
Well, it was my pleasure. There's always something good and new out there, and we just need to keep our eyes open for it.
That's right. That's right. And we're all in this together. It's called life, and we want to have a great time. We are having a great time, and thanks so much, Regina.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Welcome back. This is Barb Schwarz, and I hope you enjoyed listening to the interview I just did with Regina, that owns the shop in Langley on Whidbey Island called What a Girl Wants.
And, you know, it's amazing that a 12-year-old can run
yeah.
their own shop.
And have such wisdom.
Such wisdom.
That's right.
But she's not really 12. We should
no,
point that out.
Not
she just,
really.
She sounds very young, though, doesn't
right.
she?
Right, and she looks very young. However, privately she shared with us at the break that...
Well, she's older than 12. She's an adult.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
And she's a little older than you.
Yeah, just slightly.
Just slightly. I mean, you sound, you know, your voice, as I have shared with you on air, I just love your voice.
I sound older than I am, unlike
yes,
her.
You
she
do.
Sounds younger than she is.
Well, you have such a great radio voice.
Well, thank you.
So she wanted us to share with everyone, which I'll do right now, that as women, we can be our own toughest critics. And when we go in, we'll say, oh, well, I don't want to wear that. That's a size large. Well, you know, buy whatever fits you, because nobody else knows the label that's on it, and every manufacturer does them in different, really, ways of measurement. And so the T-shirt I just got is a large, and normally I wear a small, but I'm at a place now in my life that I'm not into what the label says. If it fits, I wear it, and whether it's shoes, jewelry, clothes, or whatever, and that way I can have what I enjoy.
It would be nice, though, if they could standardize those sizes, don't
yeah.
you think? I buy small things sometimes that most of the time the small shirt fits me well, but then I go and get a small, and it's like, good God.
I know.
It's strangling me. It's like a little person trying to bring me down, you know, that
it's,
I think.
It's
get
true,
a medium.
And part of it, I think, has to do with the fabric. We see that in staging as well. Is that one yardage will go so much farther than another, the way that it drapes or the weave of it, and the same is true for clothing. And standardization would be really great in everything. It would be so nice to have, for example, voicemails work the same, whether it's on your phone or your community. Because, you know, in one community I have a voicemail, I have to push 3 to erase it, but in another community or on my cell phone, I have to push 3 to save it. Well, obviously, some challenges come up.
That's a good point.
Well, it's true. And then we have computer systems. You wish they'd get those kind of standardized from one thing to the next as well. And so part of it is free enterprise, and yet it's like the metric system or the way that we measure things here in the U.S. It's kind of nice
the English system.
Yes, there you go.
That the English don't use. They
yes,
use the metric system.
Well, in our time left today, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the movie that I saw. I don't know the people that put it together. I've read about them now, and I found them on the Internet, and it was actually one of my ASPs, accredited staging professionals that I've met through my courses, and the most incredible people come to take my classes. I'm so blessed, and I use that word on purpose, and her name is Dee. And she had emailed me, and she said, you really should check this out. And it's been sellout week after week at the Queen Anne Theater in Seattle as well as Portland. And so I went online to What the Bleep, B-L-E-E-P, Do We Know, and searched around, and I found the website and listened to the interview with the film producers and directors and was really taken with it. And I'm always looking for, Eric, in my life, what can I learn today to take me to tomorrow? And there have been numerous things, I think, in all of our lives that we'll meet someone or they'll say something or we'll read something or someone will enter our life, like a teacher, a minister, a friend, a relative, someone, somewhere, maybe even a professional speaker, because I've heard some great ones. And I learn things in my seminars from the people that take my classes as well that really take you to the next level of understanding. And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but we do have a few minutes.
Yeah, we have about 3.5.
Well, okay. And you just keep me on track, because I thought that I would just share a few of the thoughts that I wrote down that are shared in this movie. And I do suggest that everyone go, whether you agree with all of it or not, stay open to at least listen to all of it and then see what makes sense to you as a mature adult. So what they talk about is the physics of possibilities. And why do we keep recreating our same realities? You know, we have the same challenge that we'll run into over and over and over again. And what they're talking about is that we get addicted to our emotions, and they want us to ask ourselves, what emotions are we addicted to? What dramas are we addicted to? What responses are we addicted to in relationships? So it isn't just talking about physics. It's really great, and it kind of hit me between the eyes that you have to love the abstract, and I'll talk about that in a second, as much as you love the addiction. Mm-hmm. And when they're talking about addiction, Eric, here they're not talking about drugs or alcohol, that kind of thing. They're talking about emotional addictions, jealousy, procrastination, hatred, or love, joy. I mean, there are all these different emotions that we have. And when they talk about the abstract, they're talking about, at least in my interpretation, about the possibilities that we're keeping from ourselves by sticking with the addiction. Mm-hmm. So rather than look at the opportunity of what I may be able to accomplish by breaking this addiction in this pattern with my husband, mother, daughter, or whatever, friend, I've got to learn to love that more, that possibility of better relationships, than I seem to love the addiction. Otherwise, we would move out of the addiction. And that we have the total control to become an effective creator. And that the physics of possibilities is what really stuck with me. And
we've got just about a minute.
Okay. So I'd like everyone to think about their commitments, which is the way that I started today. You've heard from Regina and how she's keeping her commitments. And I'm keeping my commitment by being on the air and a number of other things with my company, StagedHomes.com. And as we do that, to really look at where our commitments are and to realize that all things are possible, that we could take in as much as 400 billion bits of information a second, and we're only taking in about 2,000, and that we create our own reality. And so as we go about our daily lives, instead of thinking of just the things that we wish we had, to think about the possibilities of what we can create and then go out and do it. And make those commitments and then hold yourself accountable. And I just feel that that movie is really thought-provoking and also at the right time in the right place for a lot of us to move further in our relationships together.
We got to run, Barb.
Creating peace, and I'm so glad that you were with me this week. So thanks, Eric, and thanks all of our listeners. And stay tuned next week for Staging Life with Barb. Have a great week.